Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach with the question, does the looting, pillaging, and stealing take away from the importance of the George Floyd death at the hands of Minneapolis PD? Unless there's something we don't know, there is absolutely no excuse for what happened. No reason at all. The four cops have been fired by the police department. I assume they'll all be charged with crime, could leading up to even a murder, because what we saw was a murder. Make no mistake about it. It was a murder. And what you may not have seen on the early video is the cop with his knee on Mr. Floyd. And standing right next to that cop was another cop. So it's not like this was happening and nobody else saw it. Nobody else knew it. There's too much adrenaline going on. Maybe earlier there had been a problem. None of that. None of that. He was handcuffed. He was not fighting back. And he kept saying, I can't breathe. And it didn't matter. It was at least 6 minutes that he had a knee on his neck and couldn't breathe. There is no, absolutely no excuse for that. But there's also no excuse for the reaction. You can peacefully protest it, and knowing well that it's going to go to court, they're going to be charged. But to burn things down, to steal and loot everything in a Target store because you think you have a justified reason, it's obscene. Let's go to Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN. Line four.
It doesn't do any good what they've done, and they're going to be the ones that are going to be the losers.
Because they are. They don't have a store to go to. They don't have an auto place store.
No.
They're burning down their own community.
Well, are we going to have the Watts riots all over again? Is that?
Well, nothing would surprise me once the mentality of rioters takes over. There's no reason. In this case, they had a legitimate reason to protest, but not to riot.
Did Joe send you the video or the story from last night in Livingston County?
I don't think so. Maybe he's going to do it after the show, but I don't think he's done it so far.
Have Bernie look up the Batavia Daily. Okay.
Okay.
That'll get you in. Read the story.
Okay, I'll do that. So, do you agree that it really plays a disservice to the event by doing this? Because now that will take over with a lot of people's minds when it should be focused on what the cops did to George Floyd.
It's bad enough what they did, but now you've got another whole group of guys that are walking around with targets on their back.
Oh, of course. And every stop, can I trust this cop? Is this a good cop, or am I not going to get away from this? I mean, and it's unfair because the overwhelming huge percentage of cops who do thousands and thousands of interventions every day are good people, but there's going to be that cloud because of this.
I'm just afraid, Sandy. Because I think we're in for a real, I shouldn't say this, but I think we're in for a bloody summer.
You know, we have a bad combination. We have that rioting in the air, and we also have the virus going on. People who are in states that are still very severely limited as the things they like to do. All of the events which would take your mind off of this, Like today we found out the fair is done for the year. There aren't many things that are going to go on. So you're miserable about that. You're embarrassed and angry by what happened in Minneapolis. And you got people who are willing to break down their own businesses to steal an air fryer.
That's just insane.
Not good. Thank you. Thank you, Daryl. Not good at all. Dave in Toronto. Dave, you're on WBEN. Thanks for calling. He's on line two. Oh, Dave was on line two. John is on line one in Buffalo. John, you're on WBEN.
Yes, Sandy.
Hello, John. Yes.
I think you covered everything, but I may have missed this, but I don't know if you went over this. Where were the community leaders? They had sufficient time after this came to light to maybe quell the community?
Well, with the reporters that I saw that were there that did live shots, there were no mention of anybody trying to calm the community. I think that the community leaders, basically, when you need them the most,
they stay home.
In a situation like this, they're not there.
And also, the businesses, I would expect that they're going to collect their insurances, raise their billings, and move out. And the community there is going to suffer.
Of course, and they've done this before. In one of the earlier riots, they burned down completely to the ground a drugstore, a nice modern new drugstore. And then they were worried about rebuilding it. And they decided that was the place they used to go. Can't go there anymore because they burned it down. That's just stupid.
Where's Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, you know what they do. Guys like Sharpton and Jackson, they show up after the fact, and they talk to television about how terrible the world is, but they don't get in the middle of it.
Sandy, it's funny that you mentioned that, because tweeted a few hours ago, Al Sharpton, I'm on my way to Minneapolis.
Huh. Yeah. Well, first of all, you got to remember, it didn't happen yesterday. It happened the day before. So he had plenty of time to get to Minneapolis.
Exactly.
But, well, yeah, and what they usually do, they're in the security of a television camera. You don't see them out in the middle of the street.
Well, thank you, Sandy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. First of all, you had a horrific act. It was an act of murder. No ifs, ands, or buts. The man was murdered. The man's name was George Floyd, so I can't read my own writing, and he was on the ground in handcuffs, not offering a resistance to a Minneapolis department cop. They're called the Park Police. It's an individual group, I think. And what happened is he had his, without fighting back and in handcuffs, he had a knee of one of the cops on his neck for at least 6 minutes. Now, as the newer video shows, another cop right there, standing right there, within a foot, not doing anything to stop him. And they took him away in an ambulance, and he died. And so there is a reason to be outraged. But what we're focusing on is the after the outrage actions. We found out, too, that with the looting and all that stuff, it was the AutoZone store went up in flames. Target got totally wiped out. And there was a Wendy's that supposedly burned. I have not seen that on the videos. But I did watch some of the coverage last night. A horrific, horrific night. And they decide that let's do what we always do. Anytime there's a problem with the community, we just break into the stores, take everything out of them that we want, and burn them to the ground. And then afterwards, we find out there are stores that we did this to, stores that we always do business with, and now we don't have them. Shows you how smart we are. But I got this new air fryer. Tony said he saw a video of one person with an air fryer. I saw a person with a lamp, saw another person with a toaster, saw lots of people with big screen TVs. They should wire those big screen TVs to electricity, and an event like that, zap them. These are just punks. They're thieves. That's all they are. And they sully the memory of George Floyd. If they really wanted to honor him, they wouldn't be doing stuff like this. Let's go to Jerry in Gettysville. He's on line two. Jerry, you're on WBEN.
Hi. The main reason that I pulled the lever for Donald Trump is Ferguson, Missouri, Baltimore, and this very thing. I agree with Mary, you know, out of Lancaster, and there, you know, let's do the same thing. Let's do this like you just said. Well, the cops and the community there need to have a model, and they do the same thing. Get out, ring around these places that they're starting to get angry and protest and whatever, and let them have a protest. And if necessary, put the fire hoses on, the rubber bullets, I don't care what it takes, napalm. I'm exaggerating maybe a little, but it's got to be put down, and law and order has to prevail. I'm sick and tired of this, you know, Sandy.
And you know what'll happen. The people clean out the stores, they burn down the other ones, then they run to the reporter saying how unjust the community is. And I don't want to hear that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see us pander to them. I like your idea. This is first of all, the first crime should be prosecuted, that of the officer and three others, I guess, that killed him. That absolutely. But also, it is a crime to riot and steal and burn things down. And I like what Mary said too. I just don't think they will. Do you think they will, Jerry?
Well, the thing is, if it's a can of worms, Sandy, then open the can of worms.
That's what I say. That's why we have the police, and that's why we can't have civil unrest like that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to line one. Well, of course he'd be on line one. It's my friend Don. Don from Pennsylvania. Hello, Don.
Hello, Sandy, and hello, Tony. I hope you guys are having a good day.
Oh, well, it's a little tough day, but everything is going well. Yep.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, what's on your mind today?
I'm going to take a little bit of a different attitude here.
You usually do, you wild guy, you.
I don't know about that. But anyway, the terminology is use of force. And in Minneapolis and probably in a lot of other police departments, one of the things they are taught is to do what this policeman did. Put your knee on the suspect's neck. And now there's no question in my mind that the police are guilty, but what part of the police are more guilty? The training portion? Maybe they never were explained to them the consequences of this action, like maybe it would kill a person.
Well, I heard police sources on TV this morning being interviewed saying that's not part of any police training. It's not part of any martial arts training because it's deadly. So that's what I heard. But you heard differently?
Well, I heard in Minneapolis in particular that it's taught. Now, again, who's to say I'm right? Who's to say I'm wrong?
But 6 minutes. And it was timed out to be a little over 6 minutes. If you saw it, he was offering no resistance, and he was handcuffed.
Well, there's no question about it. At best, it was a poor example of
policing. Yeah,
of doing it the wrong way. I mean, really. I mean, he overdid it.
No. What about the part two, which is what I'm really focusing on today? I think part one is so cut and dry, unless there's some major thing we don't know, that we can go right to part two, and that's the rioting.
That in and of itself is disgusting. You're right. It seems to happen just about every time anything like this happens. I don't know about you, but I saw some of the filming of the footage of that last night. What I detected was more white people at the scene than black people that were doing the protesting.
Well, I saw both, and I saw both running out with stuff under their arms, too.
Okay, now that I did not really see, the looting portion. But let me give you a scenario here.
Okay.
Under the COVID-19 policies we have in effect in this country, it's a proven fact that people who aren't working and are collecting unemployment, and I saw the figure, two-thirds of those people are making more money not working than they would make while they were working.
That's true.
With that picture.
Yeah, that's true, and that's not right, is it?
No, it's not right to me. I can understand them getting unemployment, all of that stuff, but not to where it's to your advantage to put yourself in that position. It's not out of the question that somebody who was working at that, I guess it was a Wendy's, said, you know, I don't want to be working. I can make more money on unemployment. Let me burn this place down, and I'll be the first person to complain tomorrow that I lost my job, but I'm going to get more money out of it than I would if I was going to work every day.
Well, remember what happened in the L.A. riots. As they were going, you know what's funny? As I was on the air during the L.A. riots, of course, I was on the air when Christ ruled the earth, so that I don't have to differentiate it. But the bottom line is they were going up the street from place to place to place. You know where they got stopped? They got stopped at the group of businesses owned by Asians because the owners of those buildings, the Asians, went up on their own roof with rifles. And the word was, you're not coming here. And they didn't, because they would have been stopped right in their tracks. We can't wait for that to happen. We have to have that as part of civil law, that it's not allowed. It'll be stopped in its tracks. We can't worry about the social outcome of it. Surely there was a great cause there with the death of George Floyd, and legitimate anger. I have no problem with that. I can understand that. But protest peacefully. You know they're going to be all four of the cops were fired already, and I assume at least two of them might be charged with murder, the two that were adjacent, one with his knee and the other standing there without helping. But the bottom line is, I think we can't put up with this. We simply can't.
Well, you're right. I mean, when you look at it as a complete whole picture, there's something radically wrong. And, of course, when no one should die in those circumstances.
And I'll tell you why the rioting happens. Because they know they can, and they know they can get away with it. The cops and the DA's office are not going to be looking at videotapes, find out who took the toaster, who took the lamp. They're not going to do that. They know it. We know it. And so it's a free shopping for them. You might as well just open the doors and say, come on in, help yourself. Sorry about the shooting. Sorry about the knee on the neck. But here, try this. This is this year's big screen TV. We can't have it. We can't have that kind of civil discourse.
No, we
uncivil discourse. I'm sorry.
It happens all the time, just like you alluded to earlier in the show.
Well, I think it's time for it be put to a stop. I'm glad we have Donald Trump as president. See if he can get something done. Good to talk to you, my friend. Got to run. Thanks to my friend Don on News Radio 930. We'll be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we've been talking all day about what's going on in Minnesota. Not good. Not good. First of all, a disgusting display of alleged police work. I saw the video, now keep in mind, you always do the disclaimer. All I know is what I saw. There may be something we don't know, and if so, we want to have the ability to reconsider that in our narrative. But the bottom line is, I saw a black man with his head on the curb, handcuffed, offering no resistance to a cop who had his knee on the black man's neck for at least 6 minutes. That's apparently people whose time has said it's 6 minutes. And I saw that video last night. And today I saw an enhanced version of that video, same exact thing, except there was a cop, another cop, standing right next to the cop who was doing this. So no attempt was made to stop him. And the ambulance showed up, and he was taken away, and he died. It was murder. No question, it was murder. He wasn't offering any resistance. He was unable to defend himself. Nobody should die like that. Nobody. Nobody should die like that. So obviously, four cops from Minneapolis have been fired already. I don't know when the charges will be laid, but I'm sure one of them will be for murder. At least one of them for murder. And so there's an anger in the community, as you would expect. And the community started by protesting, and that's okay. That's part of what we have as a nation, the right to free speech and protest. What isn't okay is rioting. There's no right to rioting. It's not in the Constitution that you can riot, even if you have a good excuse. And then people burning down their own stores. They burned the AutoZone store. Apparently, they burned Wendy's, although I didn't see that. It was reported to me. And they cleared out a Target store. Probably with righteous indignation, here's one for George. When they have no reality, there's no reality to that. They were stealing anything. A lamp. We saw a lamp. Tony saw a picture of somebody with an air fryer. And the big ones went after big screen TVs. Shopping carts full of things. That's to honor a man who was just murdered? How screwed up is that? And then when you come back the next day and see what you did, you wonder why you can't shop in your own community, can't get a bus in your own community. They already canceled bus lines, at least for now. Okay, let's go to line one. That would be Paul in Hamburg. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Paul. What do you got today for us?
I have to take exception with some of your language.
Okay, go ahead.
You're saying that they're burning down their own stores. They're burning down the stores in their neighborhood that they shop at. But they...
Well, that's what I meant. I didn't mean the stores that they owned. I meant the stores that they use.
I understand that. But when people start saying that's my store, they get the idea that whatever in that store belongs to them and they have a right to steal it.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Exception with that.
All right, okay. You have anything else?
That's all I have to say.
That's all you got. Okay, that's too bad. Come back when you have more. No, when I say they're burning down their own stores, I don't mean they own the store they're burning down. I mean they're burning down a store they used to shop in. Is that am I a little obtuse on that? I don't think so. Let's go to Dennis in Lockport. Dennis on line 5, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, Sandy. Good morning.
Hi, Dennis.
I think that one of the things, first of all, is my condolences and prayers go out for the Floyd family. They're going to suffer over this. It was needless. It's a misdemeanor crime that escalated to a murder, that escalated to rioting in the streets, which I found to be very, very particular. I mean, it was preventable.
And surely it was preventable. And, you know, you can understand,
forward.
Although you don't approve, but you can understand adrenaline getting in the way and you lose your rational thought for a minute. But there was another cop standing right next to him who did nothing to try and stop it.
Well, the predictability of this, I would have bet my stimulus check that it was going to happen. The first thing that needed to be is round up the troublemakers, the ones that are stuck. They have to separate the group. And if they didn't separate the group, then you have group mentality, like herding.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And another thing, there have been so many of these type things in different sections of the country. They know they're not going to get prosecuted for stealing things and rioting. I'm sure, absolutely, the cop will get prosecuted and maybe the other three, depending on how much they had to do with it, which we didn't see. But the bottom line is they know. They've seen other people looting stores and burning down. At one place, they burned down a drugstore at one of the riots. This time, they burned a couple of others. They burned the Target. They burned the Wendy's. No, they burned the AutoZone and Wendy's, I meant to say.
I believe that the mayor of Baltimore told them to go ahead. I mean, they know insurance companies are going to pick up a lot of the – they don't care. But
she did. She told the cops to let them do it for a while and kind of burn it out. In other words, they opened the doors practically and let them burn down the drugstore. And keep in mind all the drugs that are in a drugstore. And the same with – there was another building adjacent to it, I think.
So there's going to be more.
Yeah, I'm afraid there will be. If I owned a store that was in that area, I would just shut it down, put a fence around it, and do the best you can to keep it in one piece.
Well, you're absolutely right, and like I said, they let it go too long, and these other people will carry it farther. But you've had two rough days with the governor in today's.
Oh, yeah, the governor yesterday and this today doesn't make me a happy guy. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break, and we will return for the final segment of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, we have a new deal on the text line. You dial 716-803-0930. Got that for text or for calling on the air. Let's go to line 2. This would be Tom in Newstead. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, has anyone heard from Ilhan Omar? I think that's her district there.
Is it really? I didn't know that. I have not seen anything from her last night or this morning. I'm sure she'll show up.
I haven't heard from her in weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing. That behavior is totally unacceptable because it's such a horrific crime, and then to take away from that with simple stealing, and that's all it is wrong.
I want to remind you of that. They had a diversity candidate in on the police force a couple of years ago that killed that visitor, that woman from Australia that reported a crime, and he heard it. She was leaning in the police car. They heard a noise, and this diversity candidate that hardly spoke English in the police car pulled out his gun and murdered her.
Oh, gee.
You remember?
I did hear on TV, one of the reporters said that the man who had his knee on the neck of the victim of George Floyd had been involved with a police shooting about 6 years ago. He was one of the people involved with it. They didn't say exactly what his involvement was, so maybe it was totally innocent, but he was involved there too.
Well, I'm convinced. I didn't hear much of your show today. I haven't seen a lot of news. I've been busy, but you know I'm a news junkie. I was thinking to myself that forensic file says when you murder somebody skin to skin like that, that is a very intimate act, and I'm thinking even ISIS shows more mercy when they cut your head off. They don't
have
7 or 8 minutes to cut your head off.
All I know is in my mind, if you were a member of the family of George Floyd and you saw the video, that would stay in your head forever. No one should die like that.
If I had had a pistol as a civilian, I would have killed that cop. That man would have survived.
I was shocked to see in a later video, which I saw this morning, it's a little wider shot, which you don't see in the first video, is there was another cop standing right there, no more than a foot away, who could have easily reached over, tapped him on the shoulder, pulled him off, done something, because the guy was handcuffed. He's not going anywhere.
That's my point. That is the culture in that police department. And what I'm saying is I could have killed that cop because he was committing a felony, and I stopped it.
Wow. I know it's very tough to look at something like that because we don't want to ever have to look at something like that. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
There is no penalty strong enough for the cop and the one standing by. That is first-degree murder. I'm sure that the liberal state of Minnesota has no death penalty, just like us. And I'm telling you, that outraged me to think that a man could be murdered like that while he's begging for his life.
And it's even worse than somebody murdered by a stranger, because the person doing the murdering was carrying a badge, a shield of the community, who's supposed to be to protect and serve, not to kill. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the call. How about going to Lindenville next on line 4? And it's Tommy. We go from Tom to Tommy on News Radio 930. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Sandy. I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, we're fine. What's on your mind today?
I got a crazy idea. Why don't they build a wall like they have in Vietnam for everybody that was unjustifiably killed by a cop? And they're, you know, and then next to the person that was killed, put the cop that did it. And he would be shamed for life.
Well, it's, you know, we told you yesterday how we should all respect the police, and that hasn't changed. We should. But the police, there's a lot of people that carry a badge, and the law of averages says that there's got to be some that shouldn't be, and we can't let them define everybody. For all of, for every one of them, there's a million of the other kind, so... But it's such a problem now, because we're going to be in a time where people are not going to be trusting the officer who is standing next to them with a badge. And that's not good. Plain and simple, not good. Thank you for the call, Tommy. Appreciate it. Mr. Beamer, we've only used a couple of your Facebooks. So why don't we use a couple more, please?
That sounds good to me. We will go with Jason this time. And Jason said... I understand the anger that people must feel when seeing the video. I felt that anger too. Protesting, being angry, displaying anger is all acceptable, but the people of Target, the people of AutoZone, and the people of other businesses didn't do the wrongdoing. They shouldn't have to pay for the injustice.
You know, oftentimes when we hear about things that seem very strange to us, and you wonder, where does that come from? What are we told? We're told it's the culture, which is not an acceptable answer as far as I'm concerned. Is that the culture that you think you got the go-ahead to just steal, to become a thief, and to become an arsonist because something bad happened to somebody who might look a little bit like you? Is that it? I didn't understand. I didn't get the memo on that one. So I'm tired of hearing it's the culture. It's not the law. It may be the culture in your mind, which you should try and rethink as far as I'm concerned, but it's not the law. And I wish I could go along with Mary from Lancaster, who says that they should be prosecuted, the ones who are stealing. The cops will be prosecuted, but the ones that are stealing, they're not going to be, and they know that. That's the reason they do it. They've seen it before. They've seen this movie before. It was called Ferguson. The co-feature was Baltimore. Yeah, we can name a lot of places like that where they saw that nothing happened to the people doing the destruction. Nothing happened to them. And that's the way it is. And that's why you had people throwing chunks of cement blocks at cops in Baltimore. That's why you had the mayor of Baltimore telling the Baltimore police to stand down, let them do a little damage, and then quiet it down. The things that are so foreign to us, I can't believe it. But it's happening in the USA, and we got to put a stop to that. We got to have justice, certainly for the victim, George Floyd. And you notice I keep using his name, and the reason is that he was a person. He was a person who probably had some kind of family around him, and they're never going to see him again after they say goodbye. But their last memory might be what they saw on television of his murder. Another one, Mr. Beamer.
Yeah, we'll go with Tom, who is a top fan on the Facebook page. Tom says, I see what the police officer did in the video. Very difficult to watch that video, but also very difficult to see the video of Minneapolis this morning. You can be angry. You can take your anger out with protest, with even yelling. I understand being upset at cops. However, this is not the way to do it. This is the way to get people to not be on your side.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I think that I hope they don't let them work their anger out in the streets. Let's hope that that changes. Another one, please.
I have all the this is Nancy, by the way. I have all the respect for police officers. Most of them are great people. However, there are a few bad apples, and that's what we saw in this video. I hope they are prosecuted to the fullest and don't see the other side of the jail cell. As for the looters, I understand being mad. Seems like a lot of people on Facebook understand being mad and angry, but there's a better way to take out your frustration than looting.
Yeah, you know, you can understand if suddenly you're a regular person, but something triggers it, and you're angry, and the adrenaline is flowing, and maybe you are facing... We just had a detective in the city of Tonawanda be shot 4 times. Said that, and there, he may have been shot more, but 4 in the center mass, and so it's very near to us, and near and dear to us, that we have to respect our police force, but you can't be letting that sort of thing happen. When you do, it really makes it dangerous for your fellow officers, and I can understand going over the edge by accident. But somebody brings you down off the cliff. That guy standing next to him should have grabbed him and pulled him off of the victim, but he didn't. And everybody's going to pay for it now. That about wraps it up for Beach and Company. We'll see the rest of you hopefully Monday at 9 on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.